This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Headlines, and for the next 2 hours, go where every sports fan wants to go. Behind the scenes and into the practice facilities, locker rooms, coaches' offices, and press boxes to get the info before anyone else. This is the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
I got a late start today, and I am thrown off. Nothing bad even happened.
Not like I keep driving through the fog, man. What is with this fog?
The fog is crazy. We're also not.
Okay, so I have lived here forever, and I've never seen fog like this. This is wild.
It's really weird. I keep saying this. I am a weirdo who likes this weather.
Okay.
I don't know exactly why. Like, I'm sure that if we did a deep dive into my psychology, we could figure out why I am a fan of the overcast fog. Cold. I must just associate it with like good times in my life or something. I don't know. Okay. Anyways, I like it in the context of we get it usually for, if it's a long stretch, it's 3-4 days.
Yeah.
But then we get some sunlight.
Yeah.
This is 3 weeks now?
Yeah, we're going on 3 weeks, man. And, day and at night?
Right. I've been lucky enough to go to Southern California where the sun is out.
Oh, yeah, I know.
So I've gotten to see the sun. It exists. It's still there, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It has not abandoned us. But if you're here, you would have no idea that the sun didn't just disappear from the sky.
Well, that, and I was told last night by somebody that it's created like an inversion layer that's trapping the cold down like near the ground. So like it's been 45 degrees at my house like every day.
Yeah.
That's too cold.
Like, it's the kind of, right, it's unpleasantly cold. Like I like being able to throw a sweatshirt on.
Yeah.
Get home, throw on some comfy pants, throw on a hoodie, we're good. But it's like comfy pants, a hoodie, making sure that hoodie has pockets so your hands can go in said pocket with a blanket and a beanie on. Like, it is too cold. I'm not built for this.
Oh, no.
I am not. This is a different kind of winter for me.
Plus, it's
it's not even cold, like, relative to the rest of the world.
Yeah, but it's it's like the reverse of humidity. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, it's hotter when you feel the humidity. It's colder when you feel the fog all around you because
yes.
There's so much moisture.
Yes.
Yeah, so it just makes it, like,
biting.
Unpleasant.
Somebody from the East Coast, I was just talking to them, and they're like, well, people from California are just soft. Like, yes!
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
That's why we live here.
One of the awesome things about living here is the weather, and when the weather sucks, yeah, not used to it.
Yep.
1,000%.
I agree.
That is, it is super a thing. Anyways, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. It sure sounds like, as we dive into our sports talk here, it sure sounds like the 49ers are going to face Philip Rivers next Monday.
Philip Rivers at an undetermined weight.
Yeah. His thing is, so he got asked his playing weight today, and he's cracking jokes about it. And he's like, well, it's not what it was when I was done playing 5 years ago. It also dawned on me that if Philip Rivers finishes the year for the Colts, it'll be the first time he's ever played in a Week 18. Because the last time he played, the league was still 16 games only.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, that's a different thing. He said, I never ran away from anybody in the first place, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And it's like, but dog, it kind of does. Like, it's not whether you can run away from people. It's how you respond to being hit by NFL defensive linemen.
I get that. I do think that I watched Ben Roethlisberger play like the last 10 years of his career just completely out of shape. He just looked like a...
Yeah, but that was Ben Roethlisberger. His whole career was standing in the pocket and just taking hits and defenders careening off of him.
Yes.
That's not Phillip Rivers. So I can't, so the reason we're bringing this up, we talked about it some yesterday, but Colts coach Shane Steichen said today that this is not a Rivers is coming in to be a player coach. He was quote unquote absolutely brought into play. So it's TBD on whether he plays this week. My guess is that'll depend on how quickly he can get into playing shape. But if he doesn't play this week, it sure sounds like he will play in week 16 against the 49ers on Monday Night Football in Indianapolis.
That's wild.
Insane.
Your first on Monday night.
Insane. I can't wait. I can't wait to see what this looks like. It's like it might be great for the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
It might be Phillip Rivers, dink, dunk, mix in some Jonathan Taylor. They get into second and third and short. The whole playbook's open, and he's just... what's the word I'm looking for? Dinging and dunking his way down the field. Matriculating his way down the field.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe that happens.
Game managing.
Just managing the hell out of it.
Yeah.
But also, it might be a total train wreck.
Oh, yeah, I'm here for it.
Same.
Yeah, I want to see what happens. Like, I don't care if he's in the Hall of Fame now or, like, 12 years from now.
If he gets in at all, like, that doesn't bother me. And it does turn out quick. He would have to be elevated to the active roster.
In order to lose his...
His Hall of Fame eligibility. If he's only on the practice squad, but it doesn't sound like that's going to be the case. Sounds like they very much plan on promoting him to the active roster, or at least elevating him to the active roster.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Like, there's definitely like a part of me, and I think this goes for like, it's just human nature a little bit when it comes to watching extreme sports or football or MMA or whatever. Like, there's just kind of a morbid curiosity about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what if something bad happens? Like, you don't hope it does. You're not wishing for it. But there's part of you that's like, man, what if this just goes sideways? And in the Phillip Rivers case, it's not necessarily in the same way that it is with like extreme sports, where it's like the part of what makes it like thrilling to watch is the danger these people are putting themselves in, and the adrenaline kick of like, oh my God, they just jumped from how, like, oh, they did it. Oh, wow. Like, that's, it's not that. But there's definitely part of me that from a football standpoint is like, what if this is just horrible?
Oh, yeah.
What if he comes out and in his first three throws three interceptions?
Oh, that's on the table.
Or just can't throw it more than like 10 yards.
Yeah. I think he's been like if he's been coaching high school football, he's been throwing the ball probably around a lot, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, it's just different. Like, everything's different. The speed of the game is different. And he never had a great arm anyways. You know, he's always been kind of a sling guy.
For sure.
So I'm intrigued. I mean,
I can't wait.
Yeah. The first time he takes off down the field, it's just going to be... I don't think he will ever.
Oh,
but you can just imagine what they're going to talk about. Like, oh my gosh, he got 3 yards. Are you kidding me?
Oh, it would be... Yeah. When he completes his first pass, it's going to be this massive thing.
Well, of course. Yeah, I mean, this guy literally is like... He's super close to being able to go to Denny's and get the senior discount.
Yeah.
So
he's as close to that as he is to the last time he played football.
Yeah. No, that's not good. Yeah, I think
I can't wait, man.
It's gonna be great. I'm excited to see it too, but I also do fear him just getting
beat down,
like the concussion or something.
That's
like,
right. Yeah. You don't want to see that. The potential for just disaster is only matched by the potential that this super works. and we get the coolest NFL story of all time.
I guess.
I'm rooting for it either way. I don't want it to be, oh yeah, he came back and he was fine. Like, yeah, the Colts, over the last four games, they went 2-2. They made the playoffs, and they lost by 7 in the first round. I don't want that. I want either the Colts went 4-0 and then won two playoff games, or Philip Rivers didn't make it to halftime because he threw four interceptions and completed one pass.
What you're hoping for is the stupid Kevin Costner Disney version of what... This thing, Kevin Costner,
yeah,
as Philip Rivers,
yeah,
like he can still make that film,
yeah,
yeah,
1000%.
They're not that far apart in age.
No, not even close. I think he's closer in age to Kevin Costner than he is to Tyler Warren, the rookie tight end.
That's true.
Oh, now Kevin Costner is over 60, right?
Yes.
Is he 70 now?
No. Well, I'm gonna say like 67.
Now, Kevin Costner, 70 years old.
Oh, man.
Turned 71 in January.
Why couldn't they have nudged the Bengals and said, hey, can you guys just waive Joe Flacco? Like, we're in the market for a 40-plus-year-old quarterback. Could you just move on from him so we could sign him?
It's probably things we're probably hoping that would happen.
Yeah.
Crazy. Anyways. Sounds like Philip Rivers is going to play. Shout out to Philip Rivers. Salute. He just wants to go throw the ball around the yard with the homies.
Okay.
Like, that's what happened. You said he was coaching high school.
Yeah.
And he very much was probably throwing the ball around in practice and like, damn, I think I can still do it.
Against a scout team.
And then Shane Steichen, probably when Daniel Jones suffered a broken fibula, said, hey, Phil, because apparently they talk all the time because Philip Rivers runs the Shane Steichen offense in high school. Probably went, hey, Phil, do you think he could play? If Danny can't go, would you be able to play?
Can you hit, like, the hydroxy cut for, like, a week?
Yeah, and Philip Rivers probably started running and probably started doing some sprints and playing quarterback in practice or whatever they're doing and lifting some weights. And just in case. And then sure enough, Daniel Jones goes down with the Achilles injury. He went, all right, how you feel? I think I can do it. I can't wait. I cannot wait. Shout out to Philip Rivers. I had this question yesterday because as the NBA Cup is going on, it is that happens. The in-season tournament happens because people got bored with the regular season.
Yeah.
Or at least the playoffs and winning championships became so pervasive in the discourse that people stopped caring about the regular season. And the thing I always go back to is the 2015-16 Golden State Warriors. They won 73 games. They lost single-digit games. And it doesn't matter because, didn't win a title. And that's fair. Like, that's how the discourse goes. It doesn't matter what you do in the regular season. Chris Paul gets docked all the time because, didn't win a championship. James Harden, can't do it in the playoffs, so like how impressive is it really? Like that's kind of the so I get it. But I just want to make sure that in the course of last season and this season, that the Oklahoma City Thunder don't get lost. And I don't want because if we want the regular season to matter, if we want the regular season to be interesting, we have to acknowledge that the fact that the Thunder are quietly, as in nobody's talking about it, 23-1.
They're really good.
They're 23-1.
And Jalen Williams just started playing.
Just started their second best dude, an all NBA player. Just got back into the mix.
Yeah, all defensive team player. Yeah.
They're 23-1. We might be watching, and I just want to make sure that people know this and take, I think people know, like, Oklahoma City is good is not the take. Oklahoma City might be the best team we've ever seen. And I know that's difficult when it's happening. Because nostalgia matters, and the Michael Jordan thing is always going to linger in the NBA where, well, Michael Jordan was involved with the Bulls. Those Bulls teams are the best teams of all time. The Celtics of the 60s, no, they're the best team of all time. Bill Russell won 13 titles. Those are the best teams. Oklahoma City, though, is displaying a level of dominance that is really, really hard to get to in the modern NBA. And they're 23-1. If I told you What's the number of wins I would have to tell you Oklahoma City got to for you to be surprised? If I said they won 73 games.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they can do that.
74?
Yeah.
75.
That's the one where you start to get, I mean, losing seven games total in a season. But, you know, they're on pace to win like 76, 77.
Something like that.
Yeah.
78, I think, actually.
78. Oh, my gosh. 78 and 4. I mean, either way, it's crazy. But, you know, I will tell you, they've already played the Sacramento Kings three times. So they don't get to play them anymore.
So. 78 and a half wins is what they're on pace for right now. I
That is wild.
They're in the mix. If they win 74-plus games and win the title, they're the best regular season team of all time, right?
Of course.
And in the conversation is back-to-back champions of being the best team of all time, right?
Okay, but if they win 73 and they win the ring, then they go down as the greatest. I mean, because the Warriors, of course, regular season 73, sure. But they didn't win the title that
right,
year.
Right.
Yeah, so if you were to win 73 and get the title, yeah, probably go down as, like, on paper, as the greatest team of all time. Now, what does that team do against, you know, the 86 Celtics or,
sure,
you know,
the 96 the Bulls, yeah.
Showtime Lakers or, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but it's definitely intriguing, that's for sure.
Are you taking right now, are you taking Oklahoma City or the field?
Oklahoma City.
I am too.
I said that at the beginning of the season too.
Yeah, I'm interested to see, as far as the breaking the regular season wins record, mm-hmm. I'm interested to see what it looks like down the stretch. Do they have this thing wrapped up where they sit Shea and Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren and they kind of mail in some games where they're a little bit more vulnerable down the stretch? Maybe.
Yeah.
But they're also so deep and they're also so locked into what they're doing offensively and defensively that it might just not matter.
No, I agree. And they also crazy. Might not be a team that even has to make a move here at the end, tail end of the season.
Yeah, why would they?
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody brings it up in the chat. I just want to give a shout out to UC Davis. UC Davis football is playing Illinois State in the playoffs Saturday at 2 p.m. at Aggie Stadium. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're in the playoffs.
Illinois State, who knocked off North Dakota State. North Dakota State's first home loss since 2016.
Ooh.
Yeah, man.
All right.
It's a good one. Shout out to UC Davis making the playoff.
Let's go Aggies.
Yeah, man. I want to keep talking about dominant teams in various leagues, but mm-hmm. we've got some Devin Carter and Nick Clifford stuff. They both played for Stockton last night. Want to evaluate, A, their performances, and B, that decision to have them play down there. We'll get to that. We have a new Hall of Famer in the Baseball Hall of Fame. We'll talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll talk about some trade deadline stuff, and we got some NFL playoff stuff to get into as well as we enter Week 15. Plenty to get into over the next couple hours. Please hang out with me and James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen, and he's James on The Insider. It's ESPN 1320, Sacramento Sports Leader.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card. they accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen on ESPN 1320.
Oh, we'll talk Christmas movies. Not today.
We're just not there yet.
No, we're not there yet. I do want to talk Christmas music in a little bit. But
yeah.
As far as Christmas movies go, if you're not a regular listener of the program, or maybe you're a regular listener who was not around for the holidays last year, mm-hmm. which if not, welcome. Big Christmas movie, guys. And I personally am into the like Hallmark style, cheesy, come up with a plot of a Christmas movie in your head. That's always the plot.
Yeah.
Person, guy or girl, returns to small town where other guy or girl is also there and they don't get together immediately, but there's some Christmas theme thing that goes on, and over the course of that they get together and then they smooch.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah, I bet, give me that. Give me that movie 100 times over in different quote unquote settings. You got me. I'm watching it.
There's all kinds of versions of it where
yes.
you know, like the one sister brings home the boyfriend, someone the other sister knew.
Oh, yeah, that's the most recent Lindsay Lohan one.
Yeah.
Ah, loved
all
it.
All the Lindsay Lohan ones are like,
if
oh,
Lindsay
boy.
Lohan, or oddly enough, also from Mean Girls, the Lacey Chabert, I think is her name.
Okay.
She played Gretchen Wieners in Mean Girls.
Okay.
She's just carved out a niche as the Christmas movie person. They're all bad. Like, none of them are good movies, but in the holiday season when I've got stuff going on,
yep.
and I just want something to throw on in the background that's just easy comfort watching, that's going on there.
I was watching football all day on Sunday.
Yep.
In the bar with my oldest, and the wife was in the kitchen area doing stuff watching Elf.
Yep. God, that's a great one.
Every time I get up and I walk by, I just start saying exactly what they're saying on the screen. Like,
right.
I know all of the words from yep. top to bottom, and I'll walk to the bathroom saying what's happening. I'll walk back. I know exactly where I'm at. I'll grab something in the kitchen. I'm just sitting there spouting like yeah. verbatim, word for word, what's going on the screen.
Yeah. Elf, the Muppets Christmas Carol, obviously elite.
Christmas Vacation.
Spirited is the other one. It's a musical with Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell.
Oh, okay.
And I like it so much.
Okay, Scrooged. I have to watch Scrooged okay. every single year.
Haven't seen that one.
You've never seen that? Bill
no.
Murray?
No.
Oh, man, that's a great one.
Maybe I'll fit it into the rotation this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, you'll...
I got bad movies to watch, man.
You do. You need more time to watch movies.
Yeah, for sure. Anyways, speaking of needing more time, the Kings sent Devin Carter and Neat Clifford down to Stockton to get more playing time.
Brilliant.
And they both, thank you so much, they both played last night. Neat Clifford, 16.7 boards. He had no assists and 5 turnovers. Devin Carter, 25 points. He had 8 rebounds. I have a question. What is Devin Carter as a player? Like, what's the, and I don't want this to be like, Devin Carter stinks. Like, that's not what I'm trying to convey here. That's not the thought I want to get to. I genuinely just have no idea. Like, okay, let's go to this world where it's the world that you have connected dots on, where it looks like the Kings sent Devin Carter to Stockton to get some playing time because there may be a guard or two heading out the door on December 15th, and he's going to be in the rotation at some level. What does he do? Like, what does a maximized version of Devin Carter do?
Yeah, it's such a strange question, isn't it? Like, you're looking at him, and the problem that he has is that, you know, he's like 6'2".
Right.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem because he's not a point guard. He's not a shooting guard. He's got a huge wingspan.
Yep.
So, like, that at least helps him. He's good defensively. He's a great rebounder for his size. I don't know what kind of category to put him in. You know, like, I think of guys like Langston Galloway, but, like, the defensive version of that. A guy like Gabe Vincent. Like, you don't know. Can he be, like, a microwave-type player? But I don't like his shot selection. He talked about it last night after the game. Our friend Sean Cunningham from KCRA had a clip. And, you know, he said, yeah, I took some bad shots. And, you know, I'm just trying to get back in the flow.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what that player is that he is. Like,
I have no idea.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, the Kings don't want to know. Like, we would have seen it by now. I mean, he hasn't played for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And in that time, Dennis Schroeder's taken like 2.5 weeks off where he's questionable. Like, and Devin Carter's still not playing. So I don't know what to make of him and, like, who he projects as a player. I just know, I'll say this, and this is, it's not even about him.
Mm-hmm.
This was such a bad draft pick by Monty and Wes. It just was. Like, straight up, if for all the things they did wrong on the way out the door, this is one that stands out that at least you could have had someone who fit a need going forward. At least you could have, like, a Tristan Da Silva or a Khalil Ware or someone who's the Sacramento kid, McCain.
Oh, Jared McCain, yeah.
Yeah, who went, like, 2 picks later. Mm-hmm. Like, there are so many other players, and to draft somebody who was going to be out 6 months when you had a ready-made team that you were looking for someone who could fill a spot, like, right then, it just didn't make any sense. So I feel bad for Devin Carter because I don't even think a lot of this is on him. Some of it's on him. Mm-hmm. Like, there's been questions about work ethic. There's been questions about dietary issues. There's been questions about personality and stuff like that. He's an extremely confident young man. But at the same time, like, this was just, he was the wrong player at the wrong time for the Kings. It did not make any sense.
It sort of feels like the reason I ask, it's because I see that, he scored 25 points last night in the G League. I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you would hope that he essentially becomes Davion Mitchell, who they already had.
Yeah.
Like, I guess maybe they wanted a version of that who could shoot it a little better.
Or it had a longer wingspan and maybe was a little bit better rebounder.
Maybe a little more defensive versatility, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you, but, like, the entire, like, around him on draft time, it was just really, really weird. They were trying to trade that pick all the way up until the time they were on the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Devin Carter in, and before everyone knew that he was going to need shoulder surgery, he actually had a good workout here in Sacramento. So that might be part of it, that they had a workout with him and all that stuff. But the other thing was they were trying to trade that pick until they were on the clock and up until the time that the clock expired. And lo and behold, they couldn't come up with a trade. whether it was for Cam Johnson or whoever it was at that mm-hmm. point. And it just feels like a pick that they hadn't done all the research and weren't prepared to do. I mean, again, like the day before the draft, I knew he was going to be out 6 months. When he was drafted, I had to go back to the source that I'd got that information from, because it was like a list of players. Mm-hmm. Like, this is who should be available for the Kings at 13.
Yeah.
And went through the list of like, donk, donk, donk. Like, this is who will probably fall to that spot. And I logged in the back of my head, because we had had a discussion here in like right before that about Devin Carter being one of the players that we circled. Mm-hmm. And it was because Devin Carter was a older prospect.
Yes.
And we know that Monty and Wes liked that's they're looking for prospects that are more mature. That's what mm-hmm. they drafted. Every single pick they ever took was a mature player except for Jamias Ramsey.
Yep.
No one else was younger than 21.
Yep.
And so we had kind of carved out this like Dalton Knecht, Tristan DeSilva, like these mm-hmm. this group of players that they might actually go for. So I wasn't surprised when I heard his name, except for he was supposed to go much higher in the draft.
Sure.
Like, but this has been, I don't even know what he is, because I feel bad for him. He's never really got an opportunity here.
Yeah, and I don't, if he plays, are they looking for a point guard? Are they looking for like a 3-and-D wing? Is he just ostensibly an undersized 3?
Yeah.
I have no clue.
That's probably the best description of him, is not a combo guard. It's an undersized 3.
Yeah, and can he stand in the corner or stand above the break and knock down an open 3?
Yeah.
And I don't know that he can. And if he can't, is he go down the road? Is he Gary Payton II?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like, is that his future? Like, I don't know, but I don't know that he knows that. I think it's the bigger problem.
That's the bigger problem.
I don't think that he goes, man, cuz like you said, he's confident. He's only in year 2. He's 23 years old. He's not going, I'm shooting 30% from 3 for my career. I need to figure out how to impact games. No. He thinks he's better than that. He just hasn't gotten an opportunity yet. But I do wonder what it looks like for him when he does come back. Is he just a guy who takes a bunch of ill-advised shots and eventually gets put back on the bench? Or does he catalyze some kind of defensive turnaround? Not turnaround. Does he provide an uptick in defense?
Yeah.
And grab some rebounds and hit some catch and shoot threes in the corner. Can he be that? I don't know.
Well, I think we look at what him and Neek Clifford did last night.
Yeah, let's talk about Neek.
It really does tell you like a lot of the story. So Devin Carter goes down. He hasn't played in almost a month. And he goes for 25 points and 8 rebounds. Like, it wasn't a bad thing. But it still shows you that he thinks his pathway to the NBA is by scoring more points.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Neek Clifford, who goes down. He has 16 points and 7 rebounds. Turned the ball over 5 times. Part of that's probably because he was playing with players and trying to set up players that he wasn't familiar with, or at least hadn't played with in a month or two. Mm-hmm. The Dylan Cardwells of the world, but also there's a bunch of other players on that roster that he's seen some court time with in summer league or, mm-hmm. or preseason. But going to the G League shouldn't be about like going and putting up 25 points to show that you can go up and be that guy.
Right.
Because that's not it.
Right.
Like, it's about being a role player.
Yes.
And until he, you know, again, it's a little Jonathan Kuminga-esque. It's like, hey, man, that's not how you get to the bigs. That's not how you earn time. You earn time by being gritty. Mm-hmm. And every time I watch him, there are like, if he takes 5 shots, mm-hmm. 3 of them are hunted shots where he is,
yes.
I ain't passing the ball. I am mm-hmm. getting mine right now.
Yep.
And the whole time you're like, man, that should not be who you are when you're a rookie, when you're a second year player, when you're a rookie who missed the whole first half of the season because he had shoulder surgery. You shouldn't walk in the door hunting shots.
No.
Like, dude, that's not your role. Your role here is to play defense, to rebound, to be gritty.
But I also get it a little bit. If you're Devin Carter and you go down to Stockton, you're the best dude. You're going to be the best. You're going to be the best player on Stockton.
Maybe.
And so I get why it would be difficult, because you're playing in a game. We don't look at it like, oh, man, they're trying to win tonight. But when you go down to Stockton, you put the uniform on, you want to go win your game.
Yeah.
Like, here's guys out there talking trash. Like, there's a level of pride in it. And I get why it would be difficult for a player like Devin Carter to go down to the G League and go, I'm not scoring tonight. I'm going to do hustle plays. Because someone's got to do it. Someone's got to score. And he can go do it there.
Yeah, but
I don't know if he's, I don't know if this is just a, oh yeah, getting minutes, getting his legs under him, getting his wind, getting in shape. Or is this in service of something? Because I don't think that him scoring 25 points is in service of what he's going to do for the Kings.
Yeah, yeah. And I would say, like, the Stockton Kings, they're 7-4 now on the season. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not a bad team. Mm-hmm. So it's not like they're looking for Devin Carter to be their savior. Mm-hmm. They're looking for Devin Carter to come in there and play minutes and get ready to go back up. This is, like, realistically, this is how you should use the G League. I'm glad they're doing this. I am. You had a 2-day off window here. You're coming off a long road trip. He hadn't played at all. They sent him back early. And so he's been there for a few days. Neat Clifford shows up too. And, you know, they just insert these guys. I feel bad for the guys that just get bumped out of the rotation. Like, sorry, you're not going to play tonight. Whether it's John Elmore or whoever it was that didn't play last night. But those guys are just like, hey, yeah, you're just like, you're going to watch tonight while these two guys come down from the big club and get some burn. Mm-hmm. I like that the Kings are doing that. I have questions about what they're going to do tonight. Like, will Devin Carter stay there and Neat Clifford come back? Will Neat Clifford play again tonight? I don't think that will happen because that would set the stage for Clifford, if he comes back on Thursday, to play four consecutive days.
Ooh.
That would be a little
that's
questionable.
A
yeah, so I don't know. It's an interesting situation that they're in, and I don't know. All I know is that it's a good thing for the Kings to try to develop players in any way possible. And when you've been sitting there for nearly a month and you haven't got to play at all, and you get to play in practice, but even then you're a third teamer. You're not really playing in practice.
Right.
And so he mentioned it. He's playing against coaches, and he's playing really well, but against coaches.
I want to bring up something in our YouTube chat at youtube.com/ESPN1320. We simulcast there for those of you listening on the radio. Hello. Zabo in the YouTube chat said, so if Carter doesn't score, it's bad. If he scores too much, it's bad. I wouldn't say that him scoring 25 points is bad, but he's saying that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
It's just, for me, that's great. Okay, he can score 25 in the G League. I think he would average 30 if he spent an entire season in the G League.
Yeah, at least 25.
It's just, I don't know what that does for him or for the Kings. That doesn't change my view of Devin Carter as a player. Like, great, 25-8, two thumbs up. But when he comes back to the Kings, that's not, for me, that doesn't change anything about how I think he fits at the Kings. It's not like, oh, wow, I know he can score 25 in the G League.
Yeah.
He went down there and dominated there last year. Expected the same this year. It's just when he goes back to the Kings, does he fit differently now because he went and dominated in the G League again?
Mm-hmm.
He
doesn't. No, it doesn't matter what he scores in the G League. It doesn't matter. The one thing you're trying to do is get a guy's confidence up and trying to build him up a little bit and give him some burn, let him stretch his legs, let him get some exercise in.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I said this in the beginning with him, It's so much easier to be Keon Ellis than it is to be Devin Carter. And
it does. Sure.
And it's because Keon Ellis knows exactly who he is. It's the same player he's been since high school. 3-and-D, move around, be active, active hands, play defense. If you can get a rebound, get a rebound, but be ready to launch a three ball as soon as it touches your hand.
Sure.
Sometimes get out on a break. Sometimes hit a mid-range jumper, but not very often on any of that stuff. Don't take somebody off the dribble. Don't expect five assists. None of that stuff. Devin Carter, he comes in and he still wants to be everything. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, don't do everything. Just do these three things well.
Right.
And just do them really, really well and work on that. And then maybe we can build from there down the road.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, you say it all the time, you know, learn your role.
Yeah, learn your role, save your life.
Yeah, and in the NBA, that is the key. And when you have a player who doesn't want to learn his role or sort of refuses to accept that, again, that's why Jonathan Kuminga is out of the rotation for the Golden State Warriors.
Yep.
Just play your role, man. That's it. And you can be unhappy and think that you can do more. That's fine. But for today, play your role because that's how you're going to get to play.
Yeah.
So it's tough.
Yeah, man. All right, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Nick Clifford also played in the G League last night. He didn't have an assist, and he had 5 turnovers. Mm-hmm. Is Nick Clifford a bust? We'll talk about Nick Clifford next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to The Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen on ESPN 1320.
Devin Carter. Best guard in Kings history? Some are asking. Oh. It's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320 is the Elk Grove Kia talk line. If you would like to defend Devin Carter's honor and say that his performance with the Kings has not been his fault, please go ahead and do that. I'm all ears. Nick Clifford also played for the Stockton Kings last night.
Yeah.
Turned it over 5 times, no assists. Is it time to pull the plug on the Nick Clifford experiment, James?
No. This is, again, this is what Nick Clifford should be doing. He goes to the G League. He needs to rebound. Mm-hmm. He needs to score 16 points. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if he gets up to 18, 20 points, you know, hit your threes, hit your corner threes, you know, grow as a player, get better defensively, don't foul people, work on that aspect of your game, mm-hmm. which you're struggling with at the pro level. Mm-hmm. Let the game slow down for you a bit. And that's what I think they're trying to do with Nick. Just go down there and, like, the more you play, you know, and for a lot of people, they'll tell you that the G League, for a lot of the time, it's faster than the NBA. So you actually can have your game slow down a little bit by going to the G League, catching up with like how fast the gameplay is, and then going back to the parent club and like, okay, now this feels a lot slower, you know? So I think it's good to have Neek go down there and play on occasion. I don't think it's something I would do all the time because you need him in your rotation. And like defensively, he's been really, really good. But there's also something about learning and being part of the process of like growing as a player. And I think the biggest thing for Neek that I've seen is his hesitation on the offensive end.
Yes.
I need to get him through the hesitation on the offensive end. And people will go, well, why are you asking for him to be more offensive and Devin Carter to do less? And that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that like being an offensive player doesn't mean you have to score a bunch of points. Being an offensive player means that you can create for others. It means that you can, you know, pump fake a three-point shot, have a guy fly by, race to the key, find a wide-open guy on the side for a corner three, and create positive offensive possessions.
Yeah, keep the pace up, keep the ball moving, not hesitating, even a half step. Like, that's just kind of, I would like to see Neek get to the point, like, because like we just talked about with Devin Carter. Devin Carter going and getting 25-8 in the G League is something I know he can do.
Yeah.
Great. I don't know that Neek Clifford can do that.
Yeah, no, if so Devin like wants to, yeah.
I would like to see if Neek does continue getting some burn in Stockton. You'd like to see that production tick.
Yeah, you'd like to see like sort of the maximized version of him.
Yes.
And I think with Devin Carter, what you need to see is, number one, him find his rhythm, which is something that he talked about as well last night. Like, he just needs time on the court to find his rhythm.
That is true. He's played, what, 44 NBA games?
Yeah, he's only played 8 games this season, I believe. But if I'm someone who, like, I'm pulling for Devin Carter to figure it out, like, Devin Carter needs to go there, and 3-4 games in, when he finds his rhythm, he needs to start being extremely efficient. Because that's where it is, like, for him. If you're going to be the scoring guy, like, start scoring 20 points on 10 shots, where you're getting to the free throw line, you're hitting some threes, and you got 20 points. And that's where he needs to be more and more efficient. This should not be you going down there and showing everybody that you can put up 40 in a game and that you're the next something at the pro level, because you're just not going to get that opportunity.
Yeah, I would. I kind of wonder what the conversation was with the Kings, though. Because I saw some people in our chat on YouTube at youtube.com/ESPN1320 bring this up, where if he had scored 8 points, it would have been like, wow, geez, look, he can't even score in the G League. Even if he'd done all the other stuff. Like, because you got to go put the ball in the hoop. Like, that's kind of the... I wonder if that's what the Kings said. Like, hey, go play. Go get some minutes. You haven't played since November 12th.
Yep.
You've played 65 minutes all year?
Yeah.
65 minutes on the dot.
Well, that and like what you're talking about, that's what happened in Summer League when everyone's like, okay, he's not doing anything. And it's like he's trying to be a point guard. So it's gotten in his head. He's trying to be a point guard and he's not doing that very well most of the time. And so he's kind of fighting this internal thing the whole time. And then, you know, he starts taking hits because he's not scoring. And so it is a tough thing to like sort of navigate. And if he goes down there and he wants to spend a couple of weeks down there and he's averaging 25 a game, it's like, okay, you showed people that you can score, but you know, a lot of players have scored 25 in the G League who never make it to the pros.
Sure.
Or who go play overseas, you know, and that's just kind of the way it is. Like there are a bunch of players like Devin Carter, undersized players for their positions, who go out there and score in bunches at the G League level. Even last year, I mean, Mason Jones, there was a point where he's averaging like over 9 assists a game.
Mason Jones, tearing up the G League. Maybe this is what I'm trying to get at here. Is I don't know that I can learn anything about Devin Carter from him playing in the G League anymore. Yeah. I'm not going to, what I need to see from Devin Carter will happen at the NBA. Because in reality, the things I personally think he should be doing to help the Kings are not things he's necessarily going to be going to have to do or going to be doing as much in the G League.
Yeah.
Whereas a guy like Neek Clifford, I don't know that he can go dominate in the G League yet.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that looks like. If he can't get his feet, get his bearings in the G League, where he's going out and he's just being super productive and he's just very clearly the best guy on the court and he's putting up a bunch of numbers and the game just looks easy for him, that's a little more worrisome to me. But also, I'm not gonna write off Neek Clifford, or I'm not gonna say, wow, Neek Clifford's a future all-star based on what happens in the G League.
No, not at
all. Ultimately kind of what I'm trying to get at here.
Mm-hmm.
You want to see the high production, great, awesome, but for a guy like Devin Carter, that's not what I think he needs to do to help the Kings.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're necessarily going to see it in the G League. It's just, for me, the Devin Carter stuff is like, all right, he's getting his legs. He's getting his wind. He hasn't played an NBA game in almost a month. He's just getting some burn.
Well, that and, hey, the Kings picked up his third-year player option, his team option for on his rookie-scale contract for next season at $6 million bucks a year. We talk about the possibility of Dennis Schroeder being on the way out the door on December 15th or around then, around then. But it's also possible that Devin Carter, they're going to send down there to say, hey, look, he can actually play. His shoulder's fine.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting up 25 a game in the G League. If you're interested, you know, because a lot of teams could go, hey, yeah, we'll take Dario Saric, but we won't take Devin Carter. And people are like, wait, Dario Saric has more value than Devin Carter? It's like, well, he might.
He's expiring.
Because he's expiring and Devin Carter's not.
Mm-hmm.
And so you might need to prove up that Devin Carter can actually play a little bit and might be part of your program and you don't mind taking on the $5 or $6 million owed next season as well. And so it's complex, but I don't think there is a true solution for a guy like Devin Carter when it comes to the Kings.
We are going to learn a lot about A, how the Kings feel about Neek Clifford, and B, how the Kings feel about Devin Carter. And I think Devin Carter, it's a little bit different because of his position and his size.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to learn down the stretch here if the Kings eventually do what we've talked about, where they, I don't want to say pull the plug, that's the wrong word, but if they lean into the heavy rotation minutes for young players.
Yeah, the youth movement.
Yes.
Yeah.
If Neek Clifford and Maxime Reyneau just enter the starting lineup at some point in February, I'm really interested to see, because their belief in Devin Carter as a player is going to shine through there.
Mm-hmm.
Do they put him in that mix? Maybe he doesn't start, but maybe he plays 20, 25 minutes a night? Or does he continue getting 5 minutes here, 12 minutes there in a blowout, and he's largely an afterthought?
Yeah.
I just can't imagine why they would do that. Because we talked about it this offseason. Well, man, Devin Carter's former first-round pick. He's a first-round pick last year. He's like basically getting a first-round pick.
Yeah. We don't feel that way anymore, right?
After 8 games?
Yeah.
Go play him. See what he can do.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work in the NBA, then all right. But I don't, A, think we've seen enough of him in the NBA this year to know exactly what he is. But I sure know that I don't think we're going to learn it while he's in the G League. And then Neek Clifford, he's got to be better in the G League.
Yeah, I mean, you want to see him get comfortable if he's going to be there much longer, but I don't think he is.
Yeah.
Like, again, I would be like, I don't think he'll play tonight, and I think he'll be back tomorrow in Sacramento for the game. Maybe I'm wrong, but I haven't seen, like, the alert from the Kings yet that, you know, Neek Clifford has been recalled, but I would not be surprised.
Is tomorrow in Sacramento?
Yeah. It's an added game.
Huh. What did I... Weird. Okay, great. Yeah. Love to see it.
Yeah.
I had that super wrong in my brain. But that's okay, you know?
Yeah.
Who do they even play on Thursday? Why do they think they played Minnesota? Oh, they play Minnesota on Sunday.
Yeah, they play Denver tomorrow.
Got it. They got Denver at home tomorrow. Minnesota's on Sunday. Okay.
Yeah.
I had those flipped in my head because they'd been on the road. All right, that makes way more sense. All right, we're back. We've never been more back. God, dude, don't play Tuesday, Wednesday, and then don't play Friday or Saturday?
Yeah. It's a weird schedule.
The in-season tournament's very strange. God, and then you play Sunday and you don't play again until Thursday?
Yeah. It's all the end season stuff. And I'm telling you, like, this is the flaw to the end season tournament.
I'm out.
Yeah, it's the flaw to it because they stole all these days off from the beginning of the season. So teams are playing, they're coming out of the chute playing like so many games that players are getting hurt everywhere. And then all of a sudden you get to the midseason tournament and it's like, oh, it's like a bye week.
I have a question. The in-season tournament final doesn't count as a game, right?
No.
So theoretically, Oklahoma City could win 74 games this year, but only if they go 73-9, they could technically win a 74th game.
Yep. Huh. And the stats don't count. I don't think for anything. I think because they add the other points in the other games. So these other games, the Kings were at 80 scheduled games, and then when they didn't make the tournament, then they added the Denver and Minnesota game. Like,
that's
thanks,
so
NBA.
Brutal, dude.
Yeah, thanks, NBA.
That's so brutal.
Yeah.
The Denver and Minnesota are your two added games.
Yeah, you couldn't have added, like, Charlotte and Washington another game with those two teams? Like, hey, thanks. No.
God, it's brutal.
Yeah.
Hate it. Hate it a lot. All right, that's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. You got some more NBA stuff for you. We got some NFL stuff for you as well. Looks like the playoff teams are set. Or are they? Plus, why this trade deadline is going to be a disappointing one for the Kings. We'll talk about it next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports Center.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.